My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the 1st Congressional District in the Lone Star State. He is also a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and he served as a judge in the state of Texas prior to serving in Congress. We want to get his insights as the FBI pours over 650,000 emails that FBI Director James Comey says may be pertinent to the Hillary Clinton investigation that many folks thought was wrapped up in the summer. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, sure. It's always good to talk to you, Greg, you bet.
In his letter that is getting so much attention now that Comey sent to relevant Republicans and Democrats on specific committees and subcommittees last week, he said he promised to update the Congress if there were any new developments in this case, and that's why he sent the letter. There's a lot of debate now about how significant that is. So is a letter like this coming from the director of the FBI a common courtesy to let you know that, hey, we're still looking at this in general, or does it signify a potentially major development?
Well, it is actually the director of the FBI avoiding lying to Congress. He said he would update us. I think at the time he said it, he probably did not anticipate that there was going to be any other developments sufficient to get him to pursue the case further. And for goodness sakes, Greg, is the WikiLeaks and other things have been coming out since he had that press conference and made that statement that a reasonable prosecutor wouldn't pursue it. There's been so much come out. Many of us were shocked that there would not be an investigation into the Clinton Foundation. I mean, for heaven's sake, but when you're selling, allowing the sale of our uranium that ends up going to Russia and our enemies, that's pretty amazing. None of that seemed to pique the interest. Some of us think there were, it sure sounded like there may have been crimes involved, certainly merited having a grand jury impaneled and at least let them look into these things. But he was asking before both the Judiciary Committee that I'm on and the Oversight Committee about, you know, other evidence that might cause it to reopen. And I actually think, Greg, if he had not let us know, then it would appear that his statements before Congress, that he would let us know if there were any developments, would not have been true before Congress. And despite what Harry Reid said, I think it would be a potential violation of the Hatch Act to use his position to prevent Americans from knowing the substantial change, the new evidence that has been found. And then on Hillary Clinton's part, it takes an awful lot of gall to say, in effect, I thought I destroyed all of those emails. I demand to know what emails you have found because I thought I destroyed them all. Well, I mean, basically, it's a bit of an admission of obstruction of justice. But finally, hopefully, this will get looked into. I think it's something that Comey had to do. Otherwise, he and the FBI would look even worse after the election when this stuff comes out.
Congressman, there have also been a number of reports, and you referred to this aspect of Hillary Clinton's past and present as well, and that's the Clinton Foundation. There are quite a few reports out there now saying that the FBI wanted to pursue an investigation of the Clinton Foundation and that the Justice Department spiked that. What do you know about that, and what's your reaction to it?
Well, it's all you have to know is that on June 27th, there was a private meeting between Bill Clinton and the Attorney General, and then Hillary was questioned just a few days later on July 2nd. That same July 2nd, Hillary let it be known to the New York Times through people very close, according to the New York Times, that she thought she might want to keep Loretta Lynch on as Attorney General. Well, to make that kind of outreach under the law, could be a potential felony and potentially trigger years in prison. I mean, the law, I didn't realize till I looked back at this yesterday, but the law says if you indirectly pledge or offer or trying to get somebody to. So anyway, Loretta Lynch, shouldn't be any surprise. As long as she's there, Hillary Clinton will never be prosecuted. The only chance there is that Hillary Clinton may eventually have to answer for some of the things she's done is if Donald Trump is elected. We have got to clean out the cesspool. This is just, it stinks to high heaven.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, a member of the House Judiciary Committee. He's also a former judge from the state of Texas. Congressman, obviously the reaction from the two parties back in July is almost the polar opposite of what we're seeing to the reaction of this letter from Comey to Congress now. Back then, the Democrats thought he was the virtuous public servant. The Republicans were very upset. They thought the law had been violated. Now the Democrats think he's, you know, a Republican doing Trump's bidding, and it's the Republicans who think that Comey's acting honorably here. So overall, what's your take on the FBI director?
Well, I'm not going to say it's honorable. I'm not going to say it's dishonorable. I think in view of the questions he answered this summer in hearings before Congress, that he answered under oath, I think he would have been putting his testimony in jeopardy as being perjury if there are indications that he really did not intend to let us know if there were further developments. This was too big a development, too important, and how ironic that a sexting guy like Anthony Weiner. I mean, keep this in mind. The fact that, if it's true, what we're told, that Weiner had emails that were for Huma Abedin, if any of those are classified, then Huma broke the law by allowing her husband, even though they're married, allowing him to have access to those emails. And by the way, one of the reasons that it's so important for our high officials to be above reproach is the fact that because Weiner was doing all this sexting, that kind of thing could have made him vulnerable to blackmail. And then, of course, you know, they're separated, as I understand, going through a divorce. Gee, in a divorce, if he has emails that Huma should not have let him see, then she could be a target for blackmail. And then she, if Hillary were elected, then Huma would be the closest confidant to the President of the United States, but very vulnerable to blackmail. So this is a very dangerous time. It's very, very important this get cleared up as quickly as possible. And I don't mean the way Comey did this summer, where they do a 3.5-hour interview on Saturday, and by Monday evening they've concluded, nah, nothing here. I mean, they've never, I just can't imagine the FBI researching a 3.5-hour bit of testimony or question answering and then conclude that quickly. But if they do a whitewash, yeah, they could make that announcement before the election. I imagine some of those 650,000 emails could be gone through pretty quickly if they have Anthony sexting in them, so he could call those pretty quick. But it is important that he let us know for him to avoid allegations of perjury himself.
So you do expect some sort of update before Election Day then?
Well, I don't know that we will. If they're doing their job, then there's no way they could review all that information before the election. But I didn't think they were doing their job adequately when they were able to announce within a couple of days that, after questioning Hillary, where they went, we find out later, very gentle with the questions, that they could give us an answer by Tuesday after they talked to her 3.5 hours on Saturday. So I don't think they did the job properly then. I'm hoping and praying they will do a job properly this time.
Last question for you, sir. As you know, many Democrats are upset about this. They say Comey rejected the admonition of Attorney General Lynch and the timing of the letter and so forth. Perhaps the most aggressive response comes from the Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, who suggests that Comey may have violated the Hatch Act by influencing an election so close to Election Day. And if that weren't enough, he also says that Comey, on the one hand, is moving forward publicly by saying there's more information on the Hillary case, but won't say anything, according to Harry Reid anyway, about some sort of proven connection between Trump, his associates, and the Russian government. What's your reaction to Harry Reid?
Well, for lying Harry Reid, the guy that said Romney didn't pay taxes for 10 years, and then it turned out that Reid had no basis, he just totally lied, and then he still says he is so proud that he went and lied about Romney because it helped him win the election. That tells us that Harry Reid is a guy that is so unscrupulous, so immoral, that I really don't much care what allegations he makes. What I've seen from Harry Reid, what I've seen from Bill Clinton, and what I've seen from Hillary Clinton, McCulloch, and people like that, they have this great propensity to transfer what they do and their motivation onto others. But so obviously they must be involved in violating the Hatch Act. And so since they probably have done that, then they're thinking, oh, well, I'm sure they must be too. But it's a common tactic they use to blame others for using the very tactics they're doing. It's really just so inappropriate. The FBI needs to get their reputation back, and the only way to do that is to handle this more professionally.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thanks so much.
You bet, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary Committee, former judge in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.